And now it's time for the Sunday play.
Life is a Dream by Pedro Calderón de la Barca. Adapted by Adrian Mitchell and John Barton. With music by Mark Lawrence. With Paul Rees, T.P. McKenna and Becky Hindley.
Dressed in man's attire. Oh, I'm tired from riding. The sun is going down, and I've nobody for company but Clarion the Clown. Oh. So, this is Poland. What a place. They're about as friendly as outer space. Up there, black crags. Down there, a gloomy lake. I'm hungry and thirsty and my shoulders ache.
Trouble breeds trouble. We must endure.
A hogshead of wine is the best way to cure it. Why did we leave our Muscovite nest to trudge round Europe on some crazy quest?
You know very well why we've come to Poland. To find my lost father and win back my honour.
I never had a father, but if I had have done, I'm sure he would have told me, be a man of honour, son. So I rose up one morning and hurried to the fair, for I had heard the rumour that the folk sold honour there. As I walked through the fairground, my heart was struck with fear. I heard a giant shouting,
come by your honour here.
I asked him for some honour. He laughed and turned away. Said, honour is expensive, son. Are you prepared to pay? You pay your legs, your eyesight, your land, your house, your wife, your sanity, your children, and your money and your life. I told him, keep your honour, I don't want to be dead. So I went and found a tavern, and I bought some wine instead.
Clarion!
Huh?
Look there!
Where?
Look! Do you see? A tower hewn out of massive blocks lies at the centre of a maze of rocks, like a chunk hewn out of solid midnight. or a great mill for grinding sunlight. A tower darker than darkness.
Oh, Rosora, listen, clanking.
I can't move. I'm freezing. I can't move. I'm burning.
I'm unhappy.
Oh, let us leave this tower.
Look, a flickering, a gleam in the blackness. Shifting, shimmering. There's a man, a wild man, in a tomb there, or a dungeon. Let's hear what he has to say.
What have I done that I should suffer so? What crime have I committed? Tell me, stars. I have been born. Is that a crime in men? Were other men not born as I was born? Yet they are blessed. And I have here no blessings. A bird is born, a swallow, little, damp, and shaken, grows so bright and dark and delicate, a spray of flowers on the wing. It slices through the air so speedily that it outflies imagining and leaves its nest forsaken. Then why can't I be like a swallow, flying free? A fish is born, a salmon, child of the waterfalls, rocks and sprays, its rainbow armor fitting perfectly. It cuts the ocean like a knife, charting and measuring the sea and all the million forms of life in the vast cold waterways. Then why can't I be like a salmon, swimming free? A spring is born. A stream, welling up among grass to go as serpents travel, swift and windingly. The river sings its silver thanks and joys in its mobility to flowers and beasts along its banks as they watch its dazzling flow. Then why can't I be like a river, flowing free? A beast is born, a leopard, delicate, as a hyacinth. Its shaven hide is dappled cunningly with paintbrush marks of black and gold. But the grown leopard shows a cruelty that's natural, so we are told, a monster in a labyrinth. Then why? Why can't I be like a leopard running free? Born out of rage, eaten with rage. I'm a volcano. Watch me bleed. Give me a knife. I'll show you surgery and wrench out raggedy and raw bits of my heart. Captivity! So, is there some reason or some law denies me the one thing I need, which God gave swallows and salmons to, and beasts and leopards, to be free?
What a sad story.
Who's that?
I can't see. Clotaldo, is it you?
Go on, say it is, but don't mention me.
We are travellers, lost in this ravine. We heard your sorrow.
So you know I'm weak. Then you must die.
Would you repeat that? I didn't quite hear. I'm a little bit deaf in my right ear.
I'll tear you both in pieces.
I kneel. If you are human, I know that you will spare us. We are humble creatures.
Your voice is gentle. When I look on you, I find that I grow soft. You trouble me. Who are you? Oh, I know the world so little. For I have spent my whole life in this prison, if how I am is living. Since my birth, I have known nothing but this wilderness where I have lived alone, a living, dead thing. Till now, I never spoke to anyone, but one old man who listens to my sorrows and teaches me rare words and how to name things, and tells me tales about the earth and sky. But till today, no one has calmed my anger. Oh, you have eased my eyes and charmed my ears, for you refresh me and you make me wonder.
I do not know how I should answer you. I'm full of wonder too. What shall I say? Did heaven lead me here to see someone unhappier than myself? I cannot tell, and yet I think it must be. There was a wise man once who lived on herbs. Can there be anyone, he asked himself, more poor and sad than I? And then he saw another wise man picking up the leaves that he had thrown away. He found his answer, and so have I. For I have been complaining of this bad world, and you have answered me. For what I think of as unhappiness, you would call joy, as if you picked my leaves up. Then, if you can find comfort from my sorrows, take them, and let me tell you who I am.
Guards! Soporific cowards! There are intruders in the tower!
That's more trouble.
That's Clotaldo. He's my jailer.
Here we are, sir. We didn't see them.
We looked the other way.
Place them under strict arrest and cut them down if they resist.
Oh, I'm a completely lovable clown. I'll be very cut up if you cut me down.
The King of Poland has decreed this is a forbidden place and that the penalty is death to see this monster's face. Surrender to the guard of the tower by the lake, or my pistol will tear out your throats like a sudden snake.
Do not harm them, master. You'll all die if you do. For with my nails and teeth, I will fight with you.
Sigismund, remember your own fate when you threaten homicide. Heaven has decreed when you were born, you died. Remember, this prison is a curb upon your pride. Lock the tower door and take him back inside.
Ah. Yes, heavens, you were right to steal my freedom. If I was free, I'd rise up like a giant and pile up stones and make a staircase mountain and batter down the windows of the sun.
Perhaps your present sufferings are meant to stop you doing just that. Away with him! Surrender to the guards.
Here is my sword. I surrender it to you. I will not yield it into less noble hands.
My sword's a bit bent and blunt at the end. It's a prize for a booby. Here you are, my friend.
Your humour, clown, will lose your head.
This way, jester. To your new bed.
This sword unnerves me.
If I must die, sir, please guard it well. It holds some great secret. It is a legacy from my lost father.
And who was he?
I never knew him, but I trust his sword. And so I came to Poland, for revenge on a man who has wronged my honor.
What is this, heavens? I am confounded. All my own confusions, my shame and my sorrow swamp my heart and mind. Who gave it to you?
My mother.
Her name?
I cannot tell you that.
Heaven help me. Can this be illusion or reality? This is the sword I gave to my sweet love when I was living still in Muscovy. I swore that whosoever wore that sword would find me as kind as if he was my son. I am bewildered. Stranger, do not think you are alone in your misfortune here. You must go in, but I will use you gently. Guard, take him inside.
Come this way.
As her eyes, as hot as shooting stars. Now I am like a man locked in a room who hears a sound in the street and runs to the window. My heart flies out of my eyes to stare at him. I'm weeping. He's my son. What shall I do? Let's work it out. One, he has offered me my own good sword to win favor. Two, by coming here, he's brought his death day with him. What must I do? Oh, heavens, what must I do? Take him before the king? That's certain death. Hide him? I cannot. I shall break my oath. Now is it with me as in some old tale? On one side love, on one side loyalty. I'm torn. But why? I should not hesitate. But loyalty to kings is more than life and more than honor. I believe that's true, so do not mock me. What was it he said? He came here to avenge some injury. To leave an insult unavenged is shameful. That is our code. Honor so delicate. A little breath, a puff of wind can smear it. He is my son. My blood is in his veins. What shall I do? I'll seek some middle way. In this bad world, that's best. I'll tell the king this boy is mine. My loyalty may move him. Then I can help him to avenge his honor. But if the king is cruel, my son must die. What's the worst fate the gods can give? Some say to die, but others say to live.
Blend their music, and all things wonder that behold your face. Trumpets made of feathers, birds of brass, and the rough cannons hail you as their queen. The birds cry out, "Look, that is bright Aurora. The trumpets that Athene's here, the flowers that you are Flora." Oh, you mock the day even as the bright day mocks the vanished night. You are the dawn, Aurora, as you shine, Athene as you wore, in peace, sweet Flora, and all in all, you are my proud heart's queen.
If deeds prove words, you will be proved a liar. You do me wrong to flatter me, Astolfo. Your courteous, amorous vocabulary and your display of military might do not quite blend. Your silver tongue talks love, but in your mind you dream of iron power.
No, you are wrong to doubt my faith, Estrella. Fair cousin, hear me out. Basilio is king of Poland and a widower. He is old now, time mocks us all with age, and more inclined to study than to women. He has no child, so we both claim the throne.
I am the daughter of his eldest sister.
It's true, I'm the youngest sister's son, for I was born to her in Muscovy. Yet, being a man, I must take precedence. This has been argued with our uncle King, who says he means to reconcile us both. And he has fixed this very day to do it. And that is why I've come from Muscovy, and not to make war, though you make war on me with all the weapons of your loveliness, but to make love. And win you, my Estrella. If we two marry, Poland will be strong.
My heart thanks you for your courtesy. Yet I'm only partly satisfied. There is a picture hanging round your neck, which rather gives the lie to what you say. Do not confuse your longings for the throne with other, nicer longings of your own.
I'll satisfy you fully as to that. But may not do so now. The king is coming. Oh, most wise king.
Oh, learned king.
Who rules among the stars.
The galaxies.
The heavens.
You plot the star plots.
Trace their fiery footsteps.
You hear their music.
And read their meaning.
Oh, let me kneel before your royal feet.
Oh, let me press my lips upon your hand.
Dutiful nephew, loving niece, embrace me. You come in love and hope. However high your wishes soar, you shall be satisfied. So clear your minds of that, and all be silent. Brave peers of Poland, vassals, kinsmen, friends, you know already that for my deep wisdom, I am surnamed the Learned by the world, and in defiance of time's dust heel, painters and sculptors all around the globe create star-glowing images of me, which will outlive by tens of centuries this fading face, these failing bones, this flesh. Basilio the Learned, and the Great. You know, the science that I love the most, the mathematics by the means of which I make a fool of fate and cheat old time, whose function is to unfold fate itself. I am the canny duelist who so far has always made the winning thrust. Poor time! His every stroke and counterstroke is marked upon the charts ahead of him. I read him. There are star mountains, and I climb their peaks. There are star forests, and I know their paths. And there are swamps and whirlpools made of stars, circles of snow, bright canopies of glass cut by the moon, illumined by the sun. These crystalline, concentric necklaces, these specks, these beads, these spirals, whirling teardrops, these are my life, my study, and my passion. These are my books, their diamond lettering, printed upon bright sapphire paper pages by the great golden printing press of heaven. I turn one blue page of the universe, and cruel or kind, there is our human future, easy to read as a child's alphabet. And yet I wish, before I'd understood the universe's simplest syllable, the stars had poured that poison fire on me. A learned man's the victim of his learning. For he who has foreknowledge of his fate murders himself and plays the suicide in his own story. So, perhaps with me. Be silent still and hear me out. With wonder. I'm old now, but when I was young and fresh, I had a secret and unhappy son at whose sad birth there was high rage in heaven. Before the warm grave of his mother's womb transmitted him into the yellow daylight, for birth and death are very much alike, his mother dreamed. A child monstrosity smeared with her life's blood burst out of her entrails, took life, and was her death. And when the day came for his birth, this omen was proved true. In my experience, omens always are. The sun was red as blood and fought the moon. They took our planet as their wrestling ground. Silver and gold grappled and interlocked. It was the greatest and most terrible of all the eclipses that the sun has suffered since it wept blood mourning the death of Christ. There was no star fire in the firmament. Palaces shook, and Sigismund was born. He tore his mother's life out, and so showed his nature to the world, as if to say, I repay good with evil. I'm a man. I knew then he would grow up to be vicious, a cruel prince, and a despotic king. that Poland would be torn by civil war and that his wildness would debauch the kingdom into a foul academy of chaos. I knew he'd strike me down and use my beard as if it were a carpet for his boots. Who'd not believe such omens? I decided that I must cage the beast and find out whether one cunning king could overcome the stars. I gave out that my son had died at birth. I built a tower among knife-like boulders in a ravine beyond the reach of daylight, and that is where he lives. The penalty for trespassers is death without a trial. He sees and talks with no one but Plataldo, who tutors him in science and religion, and is the only witness of his woes. Three things must now be thought on. Pray you, mark me. One, I love Poland, and I won't allow her to be oppressed or crushed by tyranny. Two, Christian charity. What right have I to keep my son from that prerogative which by divine and human law is his? Shall I turn criminal because of crimes which he has not committed? Though he may. Three, what if I have been too credulous? What if he's gentle? The most cruel star can influence the will, but cannot force it because a man's will is a gift from God. I've wavered and I've waited this, and I have devised a remedy which will amaze you. I mean to set my son upon my throne and to invest him with my royal power, and you must all obey him as your king. This stratagem can lead us to three outcomes which complement the three points I have made. One, if he's prudent, wise, and kind, and gentle, and gives the lie to what is prophesied, then you shall have him as your own true king. Two, if he proves reckless and cruel and wild, my moral obligation's at an end, and it will seem in me a kind of mercy to re-imprison him, not punishment, but justice. Three, if that would be the outcome, I will ensure the Polish throne shall be by you two occupied illustriously.
Oh, your Majesty.
This, as I am your king, I now command, and as I am his father, I require. And as I am a wise man, I advise it. And as I'm old, I tell you blunt and plain. And last, if kings be slaves to their own kingdoms, I, as your humble slave, beseech you all.
Justice herself could form no plan more fair.
God save the prince, and let him be your heir.
Long live Basilia.
God save the king.
Long live Basilia. God save the king.
I thank you for listening. We shall learn tomorrow whether my son shall be a king or whether he'll bring sorrow. A word, sire. Cataldo, you are always welcome. What's wrong?
My lord, a grievous thing has happened, though in a sense it is a joyful thing.
Go on.
These two young men have seen the prince. They got into the tower.
Don't fret, Cataldo. Since I have publicly proclaimed the truth, discovering the secret is no crime.
What?
Attend me in an hour. I have much to tell you. And you will have a busy day tomorrow, for you must help me with the strangest act the planet Earth has seen. As for your prisoners, I will forgive you for your negligence. Unbind their arms and eyes. You're all pardoned.
God save the king, and may he live forever. Heaven is kind. I thought it would be hard, but it was easy. I will not tell him that he is my son. I did his mother wrong, and if he knew me, I fear he'd hate me.
Strangers, you are free.
I kiss your feet, Your Grace.
Oh, I'll kiss you any place.
You saved my life.
I'll be your slave forever.
Oh, get up, both of you. Don't try to be clever.
I'm trying to be foolish.
Well, you've succeeded.
Ah, well, why, then I'll be outside if I'm needed.
If needed, I'll give you a clarion call.
Oh, sir, you could be the biggest fool of them all.
Saved my life.
You have no life. You say you have been wronged, but noble men have neither life nor honor until they are avenged. I see that I must educate the boy. Sure, this will move him.
I am not ashamed. I have done nothing wrong.
Honor's not what you do, but what is done to you. You can wash your face if it's splashed with mud, but honor can only be washed with blood. A man without honor's a mongrel pup snapping at fleas. Well, that should stir him up.
I will avenge my honor. And so win life.
Well said. Take back your sword. Vow vengeance on your enemy. That sword was mine. I mean, it was just now. It will serve you well. Use it like a man.
Then in your name, I gird it on again. And swear, as I am man, to be revenged on him who has wronged my honor.
And I will likewise swear an oath to help you.
You would not say so if you knew his name.
Have I not sworn it? Is it some great man?
So great, I dare not tell you who he is. I fear to lose your favor.
No, you'd win it if you would trust me.
No, I dare not tell you.
If only I could find out who he is. Tell me his name. I am your friend. You need me.
I trust you. You shall know my enemy is great Astolfo, Duke of Muscovy.
Why, this is worse than I thought possible. I must learn more of this. Let us examine this carefully. You are a Muscovite, therefore Astolfo is your natural lord, and therefore he cannot have wronged your honor. Quench this mad ardor.
Though he is my prince, he's wronged me.
No, a prince can do no wrong. Not even if he struck you in the face.
My wrong was worse than that.
Then tell it me.
I am not what I seem. This is show, disguise, a costume. My name is Rosora.
Rosora.
I had a noble mother in the court of Muscovy. A deceiver wooed and won her. I do not know his name, for she would never tell me. But I think he was valiant, because I sometimes feel his courage in myself. He told her the old story. He'd be true to her, he would marry her. But one day he left her. She was too low-born for his nobility. From this loose knot, I came into the world. And so, in time, her tale was told again in me. Astolfo is the man who despoiled my honor. He swore he'd marry me. And for a little while, I thought I was happy. Suddenly, he left. He came here to Poland to marry his Estrella. As a star first joined us, so a star destroyed us. I wept within. I was mocked. I was angry. I was mad. I was dead. I was me. Babel, muddle, hell. Pain is felt, not words. But my mother understood. When you know the person to whom you tell your weakness has been weak herself, it's as if you are both lost in the same strange country. That is a comfort. She said, go to Poland. Either make him marry you, or kill him. Kill him with your father's sword. I swore that. She dressed me as a man and said, show this sword to the noble men in Poland. One of them will know it and be kind to you, because you are his child. I want to meet my father and tell him how I hate him. It is because of him that my Astolfo left me. He said he could not marry a girl who had no father and did not know his name. Hate is a clear thing. Though I am in the darkness, I am clear about my father.
Oh, what a maze. I don't know what to do. My honor's God. Astolfo's powerful. He is my overlord. She's just a woman. She must not know yet that I am her father. For then she would compel me to avenge her. That is our code. Besides, she loves me now. That's sweet to me. Best leave it as it is. I don't know what to do or what to say. Best to say nothing. Till I find my way.
Why do I feel such trust and fondness for you? I think it is because you are kind and gentle. Why are you silent?
You have sworn two oaths. One of revenge and blood, and one to win your love, Astolfo. These oaths are at odds. I think that is because you do not know whether you love or hate him.
Both.
That's common. But I believe your oaths are dreams, Rosaura. You cannot marry one of such high blood. You must accept that.
I have tried to do so. I locked my rage within, but it will out. Damn his fine phrases. Damn his gentle smiling. Damn his sweet kisses, his fumblings and his fondlings. I'll cut his lying throat. How dare he leave me?
You are violent because you have been hurt, but time will mend that. For the good of Poland, the Duke must wed Estrella. He must do it.
I will prevent him.
How?
I don't know.
Do you still hope to win his love again?
I cannot tell.
Well, you will never win him. Unless you put a dress on.
I'll not do that.
You must. As you are now, you are immodest, unnatural, and, which is worst, unreal. You are very fair.
My hair is foul and matted.
There, you are a woman.
I will put a dress on, but I will keep my oath.
I don't believe you.
The only man I'll marry is Astolfo.
But we will speak further. For the present time, since you are unhappy, it's not good for you to be alone. Therefore, I will contrive that you shall serve Estrella.
I can't do that.
We often think we cannot when we can. And what we think we can, we often cannot.
You must not make me break my oath or go against my honor.
We'll speak further. I must attend the king on some great purpose. Go in, Rosaura, and put on a dress. Sire, have all been carried out.
Tell me, Trotaldo.
I went back to the tower and had a pleasant sleeping draught prepared, a blend of certain rare and powerful herbs whose secret strength lays waste the human mind so that the victim becomes numb to pain and at the last is like a living corpse.
Sweet medicine is so full of nature's secrets that there's no plant, nor animal, nor stone that does not have rare powers or properties. For if the matchless malice of mankind can find 1,000 poisons, is it strange that violent drugs, if they be checked and tempered, can bring us sleep, not death? It's palpable.
I took this drink down to the prince's cell and talked a little while with him of the arts and sciences, which he has learned from birds, from beasts and fishes, mountains and clouds, and me. To raise his spirits to your enterprise, I made him watch a fiery feathered eagle flying through tree-tall flames of gold and white, winging beyond the clouded lower skies, soaring up high into the land of the sun, until he turned into a shooting star, a feathered ray of streaming gilded light. I praised that bright adventurer and said, "The eagle is the king of all the birds, the undisputed lord." This image spurred him to speak of sovereignty. Ambitiously and proudly, too, his heart began to stir heroically. He said, "It is amazing. Within the airy kingdom of the birds, one bird holds sway. So many citizens, and yet they all seem happy to obey. But I'm a subject through some fault of birth. And were free, I never could become subject to any man on earth."
So, he was roused.
And so I thought it good to offer him the potion, and he took it. No sooner had it trickled down his throat than he turned grey as lead. If I'd not known the drug's effects, I'd have supposed him dead. Brought him to your room, to your own bed. When he awakes, they'll clothe him in your robes and serve him as they'd serve your majesty.
You have done well, Clotaldo. Now, all is ready.
Your highness, if my long obedient years have earned, forgive me, any kind of pay, will you explain why you have had the prince brought to the palace in this curious way?
Your curiosity is just, Clotaldo. The stars. It is the stars above that threaten innumerable tragedies of blood. I want to test them. Yes, test out heaven. I must discover if his destiny, however scientifically correct, may not in fact be slightly mitigated or even conquered. I believe a man is master of his stars. I wish to try him. I mean to tell him that he is my son, that I may know his nature. You'll ask why he was brought here asleep. I'll answer that. If he should learn today he's my son, and if he then proves cruel and so tomorrow awakes in prison, will he not despair?
Indeed.
Therefore, I have contrived a kind of ease. I make him think that it is all a dream. Thus, I'll discover his true character. For he will act by instinct when he wakes. And if he fails, he'll have some consolation. For if one day he's worshipped as a king, the next flung back into his dungeon den, he will be able to believe he dreamed it. And that's a useful, realistic creed. To live life is a dream indeed.
I believe you are mistaken, sire, to embark on this experiment. But as the subject is awake, there's no time now for argument.
I will withdraw. Stay here. You are his tutor. Tell him the truth. Don't let him be bewildered, but help him clear his mind.
Am I to tell him everything?
Yes. For if he knows the truth, he may succeed and pass the test I've set him. I'll send the duke and princes to him also, so all the court shall shortly test my son. A danger known is often not a danger. So it will be with Sigismund.
I've come to see King Basil's play. To get in his theatre, I've had to pay one glass of beer to a growling guard, two chops to the dogs in the palace yard, three rings to a chambermaid, real imitation, in exchange for some curious information. Four tots of rum and a barrel of beer to a royal red-nosed halberdier, five silk gowns, ornate and oriental, to a lady-in-waiting who's sentimental. That's what I paid, but what have I bought?
an underflunky's position at court, where I am guaranteed a ringside view of the royal circus of How Do You Do, with performing princesses, kings who eat fire, and a prince walking along the high wire.
Good morning, Clarion. What is the news? New clothes, I see, but rather strange shoes.
Now you've agreed to avenge her offences, my mistress, Rosora, has come to her senses. You've done so much to relieve her distress that she's even put on a beautiful dress.
I'm glad. Those clothes put her sex to shame.
On top of all that, she's changed her name to the Lady Estrella. She says she's your niece, and she's landed a job, wonders never cease, as lady-in-waiting to Princess Estrella. Which she couldn't have done if she'd stayed as a fella.
And how does your life as a court clown feel?
Oh, I'm desperate, sir. I long for a meal. A six-course dinner is what I deserve. But nobody feeds me. I've no one to serve.
Then be my servant, though the fare is frugal.
Oh, I am your slave, sir.
Then don't blow that bugle.
I'm full of joy, and I'll learn to diet.
But first you must learn to try to be quiet.
All hail the prince.
Ah, here he comes, in princely splendour.
Oh,
Prince Sigismund and his royal retinue.
Stars above, what's all this brightness? Stars above, am I in a vision? Sigismund, waking in an amazing bed, flowing with softness and shining... Sigismund, carried down sunny corridors by silent servants, eyes and faces shining. This isn't a dream. I know I am awake. It doesn't make sense, but it's joy. I am as I thought I would never be. My chains are gone. Today I'm free.
How sad he is.
And wouldn't you be sad if you were him?
Well, I wouldn't be.
What, him?
No, sad.
And yet who would change places with him?
Well, me, for a start.
We'd better speak to him.
Will it please you to hear the palace choir?
No singing, no.
For your delight, we've planned some songs.
Oh, I want a military band. Oh. Hmm. This sound is wondrous to my ears. Now I throw off all doubts and fears.
Your Highness, my dear Lord, I kiss your hand and say I'm proud that I may humbly pay homage thus today.
It is Clotaldo. What's his mind, his meaning? In prison he tormented me, but now he treats me with respect. What's happening?
I understand your wonderment in a world where all is strange. Your mind is full of doubts and fears because of this sudden change. But I can soothe away all doubts and beat all terrors down. I'm charged to tell you that you are heir to the Polish crown. You have been kept away from men because astrology predicted that your rule as king would prove a tyranny. You have been brought here to defy what the stars relate. For the man who is magnanimous can triumph over fate. While you were unconscious, you were brought here to this place. The king, your father, will tell you the rest of your story face to face.
Traitor. One who betrays. Traitor.
What?
You are my traitor. Now I know who I am full of pride. Because of what I am full of power. Traitor to Poland. Traitor. Hiding me away like a dirty secret. Traitor to me, Sigismund. Your prisoner. Your prince.
My lord.
Savage to me and servile to the king. Therefore, the law, the king, and I condemn you to death. I'll execute you with these hands.
My lord!
Your Highness, sir!
My lord!
Out of my way!
Nobody stops me. No one out of my way, by God, or I will throw you out of that window and down into the lake.
It's a dark lake.
Go, sir.
You'd better go.
I pity you. How powerful you seem. But you may find you are acting in a dream.
Consider, sir.
Get out of here.
He only obeyed his king.
He should have refused. I was his prince. To lock me away was an unjust thing.
It wasn't for him, but the king to decide right from wrong and white from black.
You must dislike yourself very much to risk answering me back.
The prince is right and you are wrong.
And who asked you to say?
Poland's a free country, isn't it?
Who are you, anyway?
I'm the world champion busybody. I've a finger in every pie. I could kill you, two birds, with one bush, if I liked, but I've bigger fish to fry.
I know you. You are Clarion the Clown.
Local vodka. Chuck it down.
I like you. Clarion the Clown. You please me. You're the only one I like out of all these.
Where pleasing's to be done, it pleases me to please.
This is a happy day, most noble prince. This is the day when you, son of Poland, must rise and fill the sky and shed your brightness on our horizons like the blushful dawn. For you have risen like the sunrise does above the darkness of the dusky mountains. Oh, may the lovely laurels on your brow, these late adornments, flourish long upon you and never wither.
God be with you, sir.
Sir, I forgive you that you do not know me and do not give me honor when it's due. I am Astolfo, Duke of Muscovy, and we are cousins. You and I are equals.
Remember, Your Grace, His Highness was brought up in the mountains, not in the court.
The Duke, my lord, is an aristocrat.
He bores me, and he won't take off his hat.
His rank allows that.
More respect is due.
To me, not him. I'm getting tired of you.
Sir, welcome to the throne which longs for you and gratefully receives you. You may reign confounding fate and live a thousand years.
Clarion, who is she? Who is this human goddess?
Princess Estrella, sir.
She's your cousin. Estrella, that's a star. But I should say she is the sun. I thank you for your kindness. Queen of the skies, you are the waking daylight. You could add brightness to the morning star and light the heavens. When you rise at morning, there's nothing left for the dull sun to do. Oh, let me kiss your hand. That snow-pure cup from which the gentle breeze drinks whiteness up.
Eloquent prince, I do not mean...
You must not touch her.
I'll intervene. Your stalker's angry.
Sir, is not your greeting too ardent and too rough for a first meeting? Didn't I say keep out of my way? Didn't I say keep out of my sight? The coach is coming. Keep off the highway.
You have just said that rules must always cleave to what is just.
I also said, for Jesus' sake, that I would throw you in the lake.
You couldn't, sire, a man of my standing.
Oh?
No. Stop him!
Happy landings!
Sweet, fetch the king.
I'll ask him to hurry.
And tell him I'm here, and not to worry. Your standing, notwithstanding, slave. Rest your bones in that chilly grave.
Restrain yourself, my lord. The difference between a beast and a man should be as great as that between a mountain and a palace.
Astolfo, if you carry on giving advice like that, you'll find you have no stupid head on which to put your stupid hat.
I take my leave.
What have you done?
Nothing much. I taught a slave a lesson. Dropped him in the water. Are you my father?
I am, and love you.
No. You have done me wrong.
You have done wrong, my son. What? Take a life? The very first day that you taste your freedom?
He said I couldn't do it, so I did.
This grieves me, Prince. Be more intelligent. I hoped to find a new, wise, prudent man triumphing over destiny and the stars. Instead, I find a brutal murderer. How can I give you love? How can I open my arms to yours? They are a killer's arms. I thought to embrace you with a father's love,
But now you'll understand. If I prefer to avoid the arms of a murderer...
I do not want your love or your embraces. You are a cruel father. You have kept me away from you and reared me like a beast. You have denied my human dignity. So, I feel nothing for you, father. Nothing.
I gave you life. I wish I never had.
And if you hadn't, I'd have no complaints. You gave me life and then wrenched it away. To give is blessed, but to give and take away is twisted work.
Is that the thanks I get for making a poor prisoner of a prince?
What have you given me that was not mine? You took my free will and chained it to the wall. And now you are an old, weak, dying king. And you must give me everything. It's mine. Poland is mine. There's nothing that I owe you. You owe me life and happiness and freedom. You should be thanking me that I do not force you to pay your debt.
Look on him, everyone. See how the stars have kept their promises. See how cruel and arrogant he is. My son, I warn you, be more kind, more gentle, more humble. That is good advice to take. Perhaps you only dream that you're awake.
Is this a dream? I feel. I hear. I touch. I know what I have been and what I am. You may regret it, but you can't undo it. For I am what I am. What's done is done. I am half man, half beast. I am not your son.
Now Sigismund's a prince, and I a lady. Oh, it is sweet to wear a dress again. I'm full of joy. Astolfo loves me still. I saw him come to visit his Estrella, and he still wears my picture. He'd not do that unless he loved me. I will work on him. There's time enough to think upon revenge. Am I not fair? Am I not painted fine? As I am now, I'm fit to wed a king. A duke is easy. I will woo and win him. Clotaldo says I must not speak to him. I owe him much, and therefore should obey. And yet I will not. I am strong today, because I find I am fairer than Estrella. Oh, what jewels best to wear? Or this? Oh, or this? I'll find out ways to make myself more fine. When I was a man, my heart was torn with strife. But now I'm a woman. I may yet be a wife.
The world is all as I thought it would be. Through the books and pictures, I foresaw all. But if I had to wonder at one thing in this new world, I'd wonder at a woman and at her beauty. Once, in some old book I read that of all the things in God's creation, man was God's loveliest and noblest work, because a man is like a little world. But I believe that woman is the noblest, and she's a little heaven. And more lovely. And far more, if she's the one I look on.
It is the prince. I'll leave him.
Wait, woman. Listen.
tell me who you are.
I think, but I am not sure that I have seen you.
I think I've seen your beauty once before.
I've seen your rage and sorrow in your prison.
Who are you? You are fair. I found my life.
I'm a poor lady in Estrella's train.
No, do not say that. Say you are the sun, and that Estrella is a petty star who gets her splendor from your borrowed flame. Oh, I have seen the kingdom of the flowers where every odor is and every hue, and where the rose is goddess or the rest and queen because she is most beautiful. And I have seen a world of precious gems in the dark academy of the mines, and how the rest all hail the diamond and call it emperor for its radiance. And I have seen up in the courts of heaven, high in the lovely empire of the stars, the morning star in royal preeminence. And I have seen how, in the very spheres, the sun, that is the oracle of day, calls up the planets to his parliament and plays the speaker. If among all these, the flowers, the mines, the firmament, the planets, the fairest is exalted, how can I serve one who is less beautiful than you, who are, for loveliness and excellence, the peer of roses, diamonds, sun, and stars.
I've come to keep a watchful eye. It's up to me to advise the boy. But first, I'll wait and see.
My lord, I'm honored by your eloquence, but I'm lost for words. My reply is silence.
Your body speaks, and everything about you. You shine. Oh, do not leave me in the dark.
I beg your leave to go.
Stay where you are! You do not beg my leave. You simply take it.
If you won't give it, I am bound to take it.
Well, then, you'll see the dark side of my passion. The beast man. Say, why are you dressed so fine, unless you mean to set a man on fire?
I did not dress to please you.
But you do. You've made yourself a lure and flame to men.
I have not.
Oh, come. Oh. Resistance poisons patience. I've seen you thus and seen you as a man. Now I will see you as you truly are.
You would not dare. You will respect my honor.
We'll see. You'll make me try it, though I am afraid of you because you are so fair. But I must know whether I can love or not. I want to conquer the impossible. Today he said I couldn't. Now I'll throw your chastity out of the window after.
It is not good that he should thus divest him. And yet the king has said that we must test him.
The stars were right. They spoke the truth. I see you'll be a tyrant. You'll fill up Poland with riot, slaughter, treachery and crime. What else could be expected of a creature as barbarous, inhuman and relentless as is the beast that is brought up with beasts?
I've waited long enough and I have seen what he intends. I better intervene.
I've tried to speak to you with gentleness because I hoped you would be kind to me. But since you are so sure I'm a beast, I'll prove I am one.
Pardon, my lord.
How did you get in here?
I...
Go away.
I'm lost. Wait, listen.
No, I am a tyrant. I am the beast man.
Wait, my lord, be careful.
Doddering old fool. How dare you interrupt?
I heard your voice raised angrily and wanted Prince to say, try to be mild and humble and show gentleness today, or you may wake to find your power has melted like a dream away.
Now, I will kill you. Huh? We'll soon see if this is a dream or reality.
Now, oh, I mean to live.
Let go.
I'll not let go. I know you mean to throw me in the lake.
God's sake, help!
Old fool, I say, let go. Or I will crush you in my arms to death.
Quickly! Come quickly, Griselda, be murdered!
Help! Stay, noble prince! What, stain an old man's blood? You will not do that!
If blood is in his dusty veins, I will.
I'll answer for his life.
You'll answer, will you? You have insulted me. Now I shall kill you.
Then I will draw in self-defense, my lord. And that's no treason.
Do not hurt me!
Draw his sword before his king.
You should have said you drew against your king.
Humor him, sir. Do it all gently.
What was the cause? Explain it, pray.
I wanted to make love to a lady, but those old bones appeared. I wanted to kill that old fool, but the Cossack interfered.
What? Do not respect a lady's honor. Don't you respect this good old man's grey hair?
Her honor's untarnished. So is my grey hair.
I was brought up with horror and grey hair. I'm getting ready for the day when I'll squash your royal honor under my boots and use your silver beard as a mat to wipe my feet on.
Wild, monstrous, rash. Oh, you are barbarous.
You brought me up like a rat in a box. But I'll be revenged on you, grisly locks.
Now I am sure the cruel star spoke true. All of you, Markham. Mark his insolence. You have all heard him. He would be revenged. No, Sigismund, my son. Before that happens, you'll sleep again where you slept yesterday. Servants! Hold him down. Hello. Have you the draught?
I have it here, sire.
Now you shall think that everything which passed here in the palace on your happy day, like all good things on earth, was so much dreaming. Clotaldo, take him back into the mountains. Estella and the Duke shall reign in Poland.
I see, Estrella, that the stars spoke true. Take Sigismund and myself, for we were born under two signs. For him there was foretold a life of crime, and it has come to pass. But for my part, when I first saw your eyes, they were as stars, my stars, for they spoke to me of bliss and fame and great possessions. Is it not so? Or are the fickle stars true only when they tell of evil things?
Well, I do not doubt that these fine words of yours are finely meant. But are they meant for me? What of that woman whose bewitching picture you wore about your neck when we first met? I think it must be so. These compliments belong to her, so go and take them to her, and she'll reward you for your gentleness. Kind words and courtesies to other women are scarcely current in the court of love.
I never wear that portrait now. It chokes me. I've made room for you and for your beauty. For where Estrella is, there are no shadows, as there are no stars by the noonday sun. I'll fetch the picture, madam.
I'll to my rooms.
Azora, forgive me now. I know too well that I do ill in this. But when a man or woman is separated from the one they love, they rarely keep their faiths. And so with me. I'll get the portrait.
Oh, how we act and do not show our minds! I know he does not love me, but he woos in policy. And I in likewise act and now seem cold. That's likewise policy. For I believe that is the way to win him. Estrella?
Yes, my lady?
I have a secret for you.
You honour me and I obey you, madam.
I have not known you long and yet I trust you. I want to share my inmost mind with you.
I am your slave.
Then, as you know, Astolfo, who is my cousin, means to marry me, which it is hoped will cancel much misfortune with one great joy. But though I dote on him, I dare not show it. Something troubles me. When he arrived in Poland, he was wearing a portrait of a lady round his neck. I asked him if he loved her. He denied it. He's gone to fetch it, but I'd be embarrassed to take it from him. You stay here instead, and when he comes, ask him to give it to you.
What woman is there wise and calm enough to know what she should do if she was I? When I was man, I wished I was a woman. But now I am, I wish I was a man. Oh, what a pickle and a maze I'm in. I curse the hour I was born feminine. I'm sworn to serve Estrella and to get my picture back. I'm sworn to obey Clotaldo, who saved my life. He said I must not woo Astolfo, yet I am sworn to kill or marry him. Nor am I now suited to please the man. I fear that I am ugly, dull, and nasty. I am the fool of love. What shall I do? I can't pretend I. When Astolfo comes, however much I plan and I prepare, I'll do... Oh, God, I don't know what I'll do.
Here is the portrait, madam. Good God.
What troubles you? Why do you stare at my face?
To see you in this place. Resort.
I'm sorry, sir. You're very much mistaken. I'm called Estrella. I am a lady in waiting. I am not the noble lady you seek, if I may judge by the way you speak.
Do not pretend, Rizora. What if you're called Estrella? I love you as Rizora.
I do not understand one word you utter. So please, Your Highness, all that I can say is that Estrella, who may be the star of love itself, since that's Estrella's meaning, told me to wait for you, and in her place to take a picture which you'd bring for her.
Inform your eyes. They contradict your voice. If you uttered lies with perfect control, I'd look through your eyes and see your soul.
I want the picture. That is why I'm here.
Then, if you want to lie like you do, go to the princess and say this. Estrella, she asked me for a picture, but I prize her too much to send her such a petty gift. Instead of that, in love and in devotion, I send her now the sweet original. Go, take it to her. You are bound to take it wherever you may go.
If I return with the original and not the copy,
ah,
I shall have failed in my duty to my mistress. I came for the portrait. Give me the portrait. I must have the portrait.
I will not give it, and you cannot take it.
I'll tear it from you, you devil. Let go.
What use is that?
Oh, my God. I will not let it fall into another woman's hands.
You admit you're Rizora. You said you would give it back to your mistress.
I do not care what I said.
You're angry.
You're base.
That's enough. You are mine.
I am not. You lie. You bully. You liar.
Estrella, Astolfo, what is it?
Estrella.
Love, grant me all your cunning so I can get the picture. My lady, I'll explain.
Now what's her plan?
Madam, you told me to wait for Astolfo to bring the portrait. I was daydreaming. You know the way. I remembered a portrait of my own. I opened it, but dropped it. Then Astolfo came. He would not give me his, but picked up mine instead and would not give it back. I pleaded, but he held on. So I tried to take it from him. There it is, in his hand. It's mine. It looks like mine.
Astolfo, give it me.
Madam.
It flatters you. There's a calm about it.
Yes. It's my portrait.
I do not doubt it.
Then you should order him to give you the other one.
Take your own and go.
Now I've got mine back. I'll watch and see what happens.
Madam, I can explain.
Give me the picture which you promised me. Although I hope that I shall never see you or speak to you again, I do not want it to stay in your hands. I see I was foolish to ask for it, so give it back again.
Lovely Estrella, I do not know how I can return the portrait.
Do not try. Flirt with my servants. So much for your love. I don't want your picture. Whatever you do, it would only remind me I begged it of you.
Estrella, listen.
Damn you, Rosora. Everything was fine till you arrived in Poland. You'll destroy me. My hopes hang on this marriage. If it fails, I'll tear Azora's eyes out with my nails.
Then tear them out. I will be glad of it.
Azora, you have done much mischief to me.
Astolfo, you have done much mischief to me.
That's past. Oh. What you've just done will undo Poland. You see how Sigismund's unfit to reign?
You're not fit either. You have broke your oath.
Yes, I did as the world does.
Then you're base, as mean as men are.
I could not marry you. I say that I must spell it out again, because you do not know who was your father. You know that is our law, our code, our custom. I will not, cannot go against my honour.
You went against it when you mangled mine.
It's true I did you wrong.
Why then?
No, listen. You do wrong now to make so much of it. Love does not last, it fades. To cling to it when it is done is tedious and foolish. I know that you love to torment yourself. You hug your woes just as your mother did. That's why you serve Estrella, and that's why you tried to get me to give up your picture.
You're full of reasons. But what's in your heart? Tell me one thing.
What?
Do you love Estrella?
I will not tell you. If I said I did, you'd plague yourself. And if I said I did not, you'd go on clinging to your hopes and dreams.
To live in doubt's a plague.
Oh, that's how you are. You twist and turn all that I say to you. That is your woman's nature.
You are vile. You twist and turn, not I. That's your man's nature. You broke your oath, but I will not break mine.
What have you sworn?
Either to marry you or kill you. Why do you laugh?
You can do neither.
Let time tell that.
No. Let time tell it now. I challenge you. Here is my dagger. Use it.
I will not kill you with a mean man's weapon. I am sworn to slay you with my father's sword.
Well, keep your oath.
I do not have it with me.
Well, fetch it, and I will wait. Why, it's apparent you cannot do it. Now I know that I did right when I forsook you, for I see you are not of noble blood. Do not reproach me that I am forsworn, for you are now as I am. Therefore have done. Go home to Muscovy, forget what's past, and get yourself a husband, and talk no more of vengeance, oaths, and honours. Some men might say that was quite a close call. But I know about love. There was no risk at all.
Alas, I'm worse off than I was before. Oh, what a fool I was, alone with him. I should have wooed him, or I should have killed him. All that he said is true. I have no honour. I am forsworn. I do torment myself. I am a mingle. I am full of voices that war in me and buzz inside my head. I cannot help it. I am as I am. It cannot be but that I have bad stars. What shall I do? How shall I find a clearness? An oath is clear. And I will keep mine yet. Then, stars, be kind and help me find a way to kill Astolfo. There's no more to say.
His day.
Here's his rusty old chain.
His pride has led him back into Black Knight again.
Somnolent, somniferous. When the arms of Morpheus give you back to consciousness, you will find your luck is drowned in the Black Lake. All your pomp is muck. It was all fake. Your life is a game. Little shadow play lit by death's candle flame for one brief day.
You talk too much. Go, chain him in a cell.
Why me?
You know too much. You're a noisy clarion.
What have I done? I ask you, have I ever tried to kill my father or something worse? Or try to rape a princess? Never. Quite the reverse. Do I throw servants in the lake? Do I get reborn, for God's sake? Do I dream? Do I sleep? I do not. So, why lock me up?
Because of what you know.
Well, at least make sure I'm properly fed with plenty to drink.
Guards, you heard what he said. Put him in his cell with water and bread.
I'll make it worth your while if you bring cakes and ale instead.
Clotaldo.
Sire, why have you come disguised?
It was perhaps unwise, but I am curious to see what happens now to Sigismund.
Well, there he lies as he did formerly.
Unlucky prince. Tragic nativity.
He's restless. He's talking in his sleep.
What does he dream of now?
We listen to him.
Princes show mercy when they murder tyrants. I'll crush Clotaldo. He'll be old, dead meat. Where's my father? Let him kiss my feet.
He threatens me with death.
And me with shame.
I will be brave. My cue is blood and vengeance. I'll be revenged upon the king, my father. I'll trample him in dust on this great stage. The theater of the world. Where am I? Light. Darkness. Fetters again. A slave. Oh, what things I've dreamed of.
I will delude the prince. Time to wake up. Have you slept all day long? We talked last night of eagles, and I think you've slept since then.
I've slept since then.
I've tracked an eagle in the air while you were sleeping.
I think that I am still asleep, Clotaldo. It must be so. For if the things I saw when I was dreaming were so clear and bright, what I see now must be unreal and shadows.
Tell me your dream.
It had been a dream. I would not tell it. What I saw, Clotaldo, I saw indeed, and it was real. I saw. I woke, and then I saw myself in a bed, soft, comforting, the cover sweetly woven like the springtime meadows in our mountain lands, cornflower, wild strawberry, and lady slipper. Courtiers knelt and hailed me as their prince. And then you told me that I was Prince of Poland.
And when I told you that, how did you thank me?
Not well. I think I tried to kill you twice. Yes, I was angry and called you traitor.
Were you so cruel?
I thought I saw my father and hated him. For I was all men's master, and wanted my revenge upon them all, except one woman whom I know I loved. The rest have vanished, but her picture is branded upon my mind. She must be real.
The king has gone. He's moved. Because we talked a while last night of eagles. You dreamed of empires when you went to bed. But you would do well, even in your dreams, to honor those who care for you each day. Kindness is never wasted, even in dreams. And gentleness is never thrown away.
Perhaps that's true. Perhaps I should snuff out this flame of rage, this blaze of red ambition. The time may come when we shall dream again in this strange world to lives a kind of dreaming. And each of us must dream the thing he is till he awakes. A king dreams he is a king. Lives, orders, governs in a royal illusion. Because his fame is written in the wind. For every king that rules men in his king dream must wake at last in the cold sleep of death. The rich man dreams his riches, which are cares. The poor man dreams his penury and pain. The man who hurts men and the man who's hurt all dream. So what is this life? A fraud. A frenzy. And all our life is nothing but a dream. And what are dreams? They are no more than dream stuff. And what is real is nothing. And a man is nothing neither. It is all a dream.
Lord, I am a drinking man with nothing left to lose. My quest for oblivion, my weapon is the booze. My enemy's reality, I'll dodge her when I can. I am a drinking, I am a drinking man. Lord, I am a drinking man. I'm drinking to forget something I remembered when me memory was wet. Oh, brandy sunshine down on me and give me the tippler's tan. God bless the drinking, God bless the drinking man. Though they've locked me in a cell, life's advantages in a clink, I shall manage very well if I have enough to drink. I'll swig it from a goblet, I'll sip it from a can. God bless the drinking, God bless the drinking man. I am a drinking man. When I die of thirst, place me in a champagne vat, totally immersed. An afterlife of stupor is my religious plan. God bless the drinking, God bless the drinking man.
Oh, it must be me that they are looking for.
He's here.
No, he's not here.
Your Majesty.
You must be drunk.
You are our rightful prince.
We want our natural lord.
No Muscovite.
No foreign prince for us. Break off his chains.
Oh, it's real. They're not joking. They want me. It must be a custom in this curious kingdom to make someone a prince here for a day and then to throw him back in jail again. And now it's my turn.
We kiss your feet, sire. Sir. Give us your feet.
I can't. I need them. Princes need their feet.
What is your will, my lord?
What is my will? Well, now I am Prince of Poland. I'll free all drunks and debtors. I'll put the politicians, respectfully, in fetters. Yeah. I promise to my subjects, steaks shall grow on trees, and a cathedral shall be carved from Gorgonzola cheese. My kingdom's cares shall give us vodka instead of milk. Harlots will pay their clients, and beggars sleep in silk. Oh. My policy for Poland is set the people free. Yeah. And when I say the people, I mean people like me.
Hey! We've told the king we want no other prince but you to rule us.
Oh, did you not treat my father with respect?
Well, we spoke out of our loyalty to you.
If you have been loyal, then I forgive you.
Prince Sigismund, come forth and rule your kingdom.
That seems to be the name they give to all their player princes.
Long live Sigismund!
He calls on Sigismund. Who is this man?
That is the true prince. I'm just a player. I abdicate.
Which one of you is the prince? I have been told that I am.
You fool. What did you say you were?
I didn't. You did. You Sigismunded me. You're the fool. Not I.
Now, enough of this. Prince Sigismund, your father is a clever, cunning man. But he believes the world's run by the stars. He is afraid of prophecies which say he will kneel at your feet. Therefore, he wants to lock you up, deprive you of your rights, and give them to the Duke of Muscovy.
And to that end, he called a parliament, and so awoke the people. We know now that we already have a native heir, and do not want a foreigner to rule us, especially a Muscovite. So come with us. We all know how to fight. The mountains swarming with soldiers, outlaws, peasants, prisoners, who hail you as their king. Then come away, and seize the crown and scepter from the tyrant.
Long live King Sigismund!
It sounds again. What do you want with me this time, stars? Another bubble? Another shadow play? And will it once more vanish in the dark? No, not again. No dreaming. I'll not do it. Ghosts, go away. You all seem to have bodies and voices, but you have none. You are shadows. You are like me. You are asleep. You are dream men. I will not be the plaything of the stars. I will not be like some rash almond tree which buds too soon so that its pink and white shatters like glass in the first ruthless frost and all its loveliness and light is lost.
If you believe that we are lying to you, look to the mountainside. All those men are with us.
They await your orders.
Yes. I see them clearly. I see you clearly, too. But once before, I saw as clear as that, but I was dreaming.
My lord, they say before a great event, there's some great sign. Your king dreaming was an omen to make you ready.
Yeah, this event is real.
What are your names?
We don't have names, my lord.
No, we leave our names at home.
It's dangerous to use real names.
How many of you are there?
We're numberless.
And stars are.
You could say that we go on forever. Mm.
I believe you speak the truth. And my dream was an omen. Let us suppose that. But what then? Life's brief, so let us dream. And yet I know my nature. Therefore, I must remember, as a dream, I must be politic. Let's all remember that we must wake up when we least expect it. Since we know that, and know that we must suffer, we'll suffer less because we know we shall. I will go on. I thank you for your loyalty. I'll free you all from foreign rule in Poland. I'll prove the stars spoke true and make my father grovel before me. If I don't wake up...
King Sigismund! Guards! Where are the guards?
It is Trotoldo.
Oh, I kiss your feet. I know that I must die.
No. You must be the North Star in my sky. Stand up, Trotoldo. Do not be afraid. You must still be my guide and counselor.
What do you mean?
I mean that I am dreaming. But I would like to act well in my dream.
If doing good is now your game, do not be surprised if I want to do the same. You do not know these men. If you wage war against your father, how can I be your advisor? He is my king. All I can do is offer up my life to
you. I am your king. You are a traitor to me.
Your fine words are a mockery, Clotaldo.
You are all traitors. Yeah. Where's your loyalty?
We are the loyal ones and you are the traitor.
Rebellion is damnation in a subject.
Yeah. To be a subject is the true damnation.
You twist my words.
You twist reality.
Enough of this.
My lord.
Clotaldo, listen. If that is how you feel, go to the king. Don't try to tell me what is good or bad. I think that each man's honor is his own. Farewell. We'll meet in battle.
You're generous. But if you hope to reign, you must remember things may change again.
Now to the palace. Drums and trumpets sound!
Come, Zodiac. We go to reign. I am as my stars make me. If this is real, don't let me sleep. If I'm asleep, don't wake me. What matters is to try to do what is right. Then if it is real, right justifies itself. And if it's unreal, it does no harm to have some credit up in heaven. It may be useful on the day that we awake and end the play.
Him?
No, madam.
Swear it, girl.
I swear. I did not give him my picture. No, not yesterday.
I'm satisfied. Forgive my jealousy.
I understand it.
Then you know it is a monster that prays most where love is greatest.
I know.
Then help me.
I will do your will.
I'm on fire. Astolfo treats me cruelly, but I love him the more. I burn for him. I ache for him, Astrea. Yet I've sworn that I will never speak to him again. How may I then undo what I have said?
I think you cannot.
No, I think I can. Because our marriage is a thing of state, I've never spoken to the Duke in private. I long to do so and to know his nature, to judge if he is fit to marry me.
Indeed.
I have a bower in my garden that's walled around, a pleasant secret place. Give him this key and bid him enter in. Say I'll be there tonight, but do not tell him I gave it to you, but rather say you are his friend, not mine. Take it, Astrea. Take it!
And when he comes, what then?
Oh, I do not know. Time must try that. Now I am wild with love and must have my will. I long for night and for Astolfo. Heaven, do me right.
I'll get a copy of this garden key. Then when he comes, God knows who he will see.
Stop a boating horse, Astolfo, or stop a river roaring to the sea. Such is the pride and anger of the people. Some shout Astolfo, others Sigismund. My realm has turned into a stage for fate to play out monstrous tragedies of blood.
I see I must forget my love a while. Now war must serve. This is no time for wooing. If Poland now resists me as her heir, it is because I have not proved myself. And yet one day I'll sit upon her throne. I'll take a horse. I'm proud and I'm angry. I'll strike those rebels like a thunderstone.
Oh, it is dangerous foreseeing danger. I ran away and ran to what I ran from. I hid a thing and hiding it, I found it. And so I have destroyed my own dear land.
Your Majesty! You must go now in person and curb the turmoil raging in the streets, where everything is havoc and confusion. They clamor that you should release your son.
Oh, thank God you're safe, sire.
Where is Sigismund?
The rebels found the tower and freed the prince.
Basil the learned. What's my learning, one? Basil the great. What has my greatness done? This is the ruin of my lovely land. The winds have died, the stars, the sun have gone. The houses and the farms stand now like tombs. Each soldier is a walking skeleton. I see this nightmare with my eyes wide open. Before me,
stands an enormous hill of men and horses, red and broken, and the whole hill cries out and will not be still.
There's some organ in man that seems to need death as the heart needs blood, as the lungs need breath.
What I would do cannot now be done, and yet there's a battle still to be won.
Yes, I'll ride out to meet my son.
Your Majesty, wait!
Why did he tell his son he was his father? That has bred chaos. That was his mistake. I'll never tell my daughter who I am, for fear lest fortune throws me in the lake.
The Duke must die.
What would you now, Rosaura? What is this skull of death you hold?
It is myself. For when Astolfo left me, I died, so he must die.
No!
Hear me out. Tonight he meets Estrella in the garden. You told me that he wooed in policy, but now I see it's lust. Then take this key, and this your sword, and there cut down Astolfo. Uphold my honor. Give me my revenge.
Skulls, garden keys. Why, this is fantasy. The Duke has gone to fight Prince Sigismund.
Then you must follow him.
I cannot do that.
You swore to help me, and you must keep your oath.
I did plan for your honor's sake to kill him if I could. A tumble into the lake or a garrote in the wood. But then the young prince tried to crush me murderously, and I surely would have died. But Astolfo rescued me. I owe him my life. So how can I kill him now? I'm bound to him and you, so what am I to do?
You are a man. You know the code. Giving is noble, but receiving's base. You gave me life, so I ennoble you. You received life from him, so you owe him nothing. Do you accept that?
Yes, in principle. Yet, though giving shows nobility, the generous must condemn all those who react ungratefully to those who succor them. My reputation is unmarred, and I find meanness hateful. My good name would be scarred were I to prove ungrateful. I respect in my liberality giving and receiving equally.
You said to me that life without honor is no life. So the life you gave me is no life at all. And if being generous comes before being grateful, as you seem to say, I'm waiting for my life. I haven't got it yet.
You have convinced me. But what can we do? We must find you sanctuary. I will give you all my wealth. You shall live in a nunnery. Well, the advantages are three. One, no civil feud. Two, I deal generously. Three, I show my gratitude. There. Well, I don't believe I could hatch a better plot if I was your father. I'm sure I could not.
If you were my father, I'd take the insult. Since you're not, I will not. Money and a nunnery.
Were I your father...
I would spit on you.
You are forsworn because you swore to kill him. Do not reproach me if I am forsworn too.
Then I'll kill the Duke myself.
I don't believe you.
I swear I will do it.
You are a woman and you have such courage.
Yes.
What inspires you?
My good name.
Astolfo is going to
my be... My honor.
...both your king and your Estrella's husband.
I'll prevent him. By God, I swear it.
This is madness.
Yes.
Then stop it.
I cannot.
Then you will lose...
I know I will.
...your honor and your life.
I well believe it.
What do you gain?
My death?
This is mere spite.
It's honor.
No, it's madness.
It's courage.
No, it's frenzy.
No, it's rage. I call it rage.
No, it's jealousy. You're jealous of your mistress.
I do not care if it's jealousy or spite or rage or madness. I have so many passions, I don't know which is greatest. I will do it alone.
Oh, stars. Show us all some shrewd way out of this, if you know one. Oh, there is such confusion. Above, the omens of the skies are bad. Below, it's worse. I fear the whole world's mad.
I wish that Rome could see me here today.
Rome in her heyday, in her golden age, would not her legions laugh and whoop for joy to see a wild beast marching at the head of such an army, great and proud enough to conquer heaven? No, that's not the way to mock illusion. Let's return to Earth. Before the gold sun sinks in the dark green sea, we will unthrone the king!
Here comes a horse, a tumultuous steed. Pardon me, but I feel the need to make a vivid poetical speech. Its mouth foams round the bit like a sea beach. Its breath pounds like a hurricane. Its heart pulses like a ripe volcano. A horse of fire and water, earth and air. Rosora rides him. She is air.
Honor, I wish to speak to you of honor. Be generous, Sigismund. Your fame has sprung from night's dim shadows into royal day. And as the sun leaps from the arms of dawn and bathes the hills and paints the shining sea foam, so may you now, that are the son of Poland, shine upon me, a poor, unhappy woman. 3 times we've met. 3 times you haven't known me. First, I was a man when you lay in prison and your story eased me. Second, I was a woman when you were a king, a dream king, a shadow. Now I am whole. I am both man and woman. I had a love in Muscovy. He is the Duke Astolfo. He swore to marry me, but he broke his oath. I seek revenge on him, as you seek it today against your royal father. I wear both silk and steel. Both of us wish to destroy this marriage. I, that the man who is my lawful husband may not be married to another woman. You, to prevent Poland and Muscovy joining in one. Then, as I am a woman, help me to win my honor. As I am a man, I say, go on and seize on Poland's crown. Destroy Astolfo, do not let him have it. Yet, as I am woman, I beseech your pity and pray you will be gentle now and kind. Yet, as I'm man, I offer you my sword. But if you touch me as I am a woman, then as I am a living, breathing man, I will defend my honor like a man and I will kill you. In this war of love, I am a woman in my woe and fury. But as I am a man, I'm strong for honor.
What is the truth of this? I do not know. If I have only dreamed my former greatness, how can this woman speak of how she saw me? Now counterfeits ring true, and truth sounds hollow. What does the shadow of a shadow look like? What happens when two mirrors face each other? If we cannot distinguish fact from fiction, or what is real from what is an illusion, let's take the dream and use it to its limits while we still can. Rosora's in my power. My heart shakes as her beauty shines on me. What if she kneels? This is a dream. Enjoy it. Regret it later. No. No. Work it out. It is vain glory. All the good that's past is dreaming. We are born to disillusion. Then, if our pleasures are a little flame, which the sharp wind will turn to ash and dust, I'll hold to what is lasting and divine. She tempts me, but I'll turn from this temptation.
Sound the attack!
Sir, look at me. Look at me, my lord. Doesn't my honesty deserve a single word?
I look away because it's necessary. Rosora, if I am to save your honor, I must be cruel both to you and me. I will not answer you, but I will act. Don't look at me, Rosora, or my duty will be exterminated by your beauty. I'll do you good if we thrive today and save your honor. Soldiers, march away!
What do these riddles mean? He's clear and strong and will destroy a kingdom for revenge. He is awake. But I am... I am I.
Banners flowing and trumpets shrilling. The king is going to do some killing.
I'll throw myself with joy into this chaos. I'll ride and fight beside Prince Sigismund. The scandal and the wonder of the world.
Battle rages.
Let the hero hack his way into the middle.
I will play the role of Nero at a distance on the fiddle. If I want to feel compassion, I'll feel sorry for myself. Watch the guns and sabers flashing, unmolested, on my shelf. From up here, I'll watch the show. Safely from this perch of mine. Death won't find me up here, so I can give him the old sign.
A sword has cut my vein. Bleed to death. Is there nobody by to bind my wound? Is no one here among these cruel rocks? I faint. Help. Help me now.
My name is Death.
Lo, here's another furore.
I am your Death.
Those are words, Rosora. I know you well from when we both were wooing. You're good at talking, but less good at doing. You love to act, but this is not a stage. The blood is real. So is your father's sword. Then keep your oath, Rosora, if you can.
That wound is small. I will clean it.
Oh, I like you best when silent.
I need a new name. Basilio the Brokenhearted.
The traitor's triumph.
Your army has deserted. All meanings change when a battle's done. Traitors are patriots if they've won.
Now we must hide from your tyrannous son.
Heaven and hell! I think I'm done.
Who is this fella?
Somebody's son.
Oh, got any brandy? That's where I fell down.
Who are you, man?
I'm just a bloody clown. Oh, God. Can I give you one bit of advice? If you want to survive, you ought to pick the part where the battle is really thick. Where the corpse is piled up in a rough pyramid. It's a damn sight safer than hiding like I did. You can't escape fate. The stars do not lie. When God wants it, to die. My friend, pass the cup.
Here, friend.
Strange. Feels like I'm waking up. A clown in a dream, falling upside down. When I woke up, I was a dream in
love. When God wants it, we have to die. The truth is written in the sky.
Yet it's not Christianity to state there's no defense against men's fate. Sire, take his clothes and hide and wait.
A horse is over here. He's swift and fleet.
Ride off. We'll cover your retreat.
No. I'll await death in this place. I want to look him in the face.
Take it and fly!
And we will guard the way!
Make haste, my lord!
Escape while you still may!
Here, sire. Climb down between these rocks. King Joe! He's in hiding here. Seek him out. And Astolfo!
Search every cave and rock!
Oh, fly, my lord!
Montalmo, stand aside! Your hunt is over! Prince, I am here. Now make your carpet of my grizzled hair. I am your prisoner. Do what you must do. Let the predictions of the stars come true.
You who have witnessed these high words and deeds, listen to me. Attend your lawful prince. Those star words, written by God on the blue tablet of the sky,
Those books with diamond letters printed on sapphire pages, they never cheat or lie. The one who lies and cheats is the man who claims he understands the stars. My father, to protect himself, made me a beast man. I could have been gentle, but raised in a monster's den, of course, I grew up a monstrosity. If it was prophesied that you would be killed by a beast, would it be sensible for you to seek out sleeping beasts or beast men and wake them up? If you were warned the sword you wear will be your death, would it be sense to carry the same sword between your teeth? If someone said, a green and silver mass of salty water will be your sad grave, would it be sense to sail forth on the sea waves when they hurl up their curling, snow-topped peaks? With all your wisdom, this is what you did. Look at this man. He tried to rule the stars, yet now he kneels before me and is humble. How can I quell the hate he's bred in me? What shall I do? What is my way, my answer? What's right for me to do at this brief moment? My soul cries out for vengeance, but I see my victory must be my own surrender. Sir, now that heaven has proved you wrong, I kneel and offer you my neck to tread upon.
My son, my own son, by this act, I am reborn inside you. You have overcome yourself. You have overcome the stars. You have won yourself this crown.
King Sigismund!
Then all of you, mark well how I mean to rule in Poland. Since I would be a conqueror, see that I must first make a conquest of myself. Astolfo, you have a debt to pay from long ago. Take Rosora by the hand and pay the debt you owe.
It's true, there's a debt and obligation. But think, she does not even know her name. It would be base to wed.
No, say no more. Rosora is as noble as yourself. She is my daughter. You loved me well, girl, when you were my niece. Then will you hate me now I am your father?
I cannot tell.
What is this true?
I did not wish it known until I saw her honorably married. She is my daughter.
Then this is so. And I have no hope to rule in Poland. I'll keep my word. Give me your hand, Rosora. We're both forsworn.
Come, take what you have dreamed of. Clotaldo, you were loyal both to me and to my father. Ask me anything and I will grant you.
Then ask my daughter to forgive me.
So I do. Embrace your father. Now for Estrella. She must not be left unhappy by the loss of such a prince. Lady, I'll find you out another husband, who is, I think, as good in birth and fortune. Give me your hand. You shall be Poland's queen.
I am content. It is good policy. And so I trust I may, in time, be happy.
Yeah, what about us? Clotaldo fought against you, and yet you honor him. We made you king, rescued you from the tower and fought beside you. What's our reward?
The tower. Chains. No daylight. There's no need of traitors when the work of treason's done.
How changed he is!
How wise!
How like a king!
Do I surprise you? Do not be amazed. Is it a wonder if a dream has taught me a little wisdom I should fear to wake and find myself once more a prisoner? Yet even if that time never arrives, I believe now that all human lives are just like dreams. They come, they go. Perfection is impossible, we know. Then noble hearts show mercy thus, and for our worst faults, gently pardon us. Remember, as you each pass on your way, our actors, our musicians, and our play.
In Life is a Dream by Pedro Calderón de la Barca, Sigismund was played by Paul Rees, Basilio by T.P. McKenna, and Rosaura by Becky Hindley. Clotaldo was Stephen Thorne, Clarion was Kim Wall, and Estrella was Alison Reed. Astolfo was played by Alex Lowe, and other parts were played by Christopher Scott, Gerard McDermott, and Chris Pavlo. The music was composed and performed by Mark Lawrence. Life is a Dream was adapted by Adrian Mitchell and John Barton, and directed by Catherine Horne.